Well, there we are. That's Animal. You know that, of course. It's been on the playlist for some time now. It's by Lucy Spraggan, and Lucy joins me on the line. Lucy, hi.
Hello. How are you doing?
Very good. How are you?
I'm all right, thank you. The sun was shining briefly, so that was quite nice.
That'll do. You've got the new album coming out tomorrow. You sound like you're actually one of those people who's managed to do writing of songs during lockdown. Everybody else went, well, you know, if I had the time, I would write some songs, and then along came lockdown and nobody wrote a thing. But how have you been getting on?
I think I had a few songs written before lockdown, and then this album just kind of happened. It's interesting because sometimes you try and write a record, like, you know that you're writing for an album, but that wasn't really what I did. It just kind of appeared out of nowhere, which is lucky.
Well, that's all right, isn't it? Most people will know you. And you're going to have to forgive me. It is 10 years ago now since you were on The X Factor. Does that still, you know, do you hold that in great affection, or are you starting to get to the point where it's, look, that was 10 years ago?
I mean, last night I did an interview about the new album, which, like, 95% of the interview was just talking about what The X Factor was like. And it's funny because it was obviously a huge thing, and that's where people first saw me and they first met me. But I've released five top 40 albums since then. I've played Glastonbury twice. This would have been my third year. So there's been lots of exciting things. But obviously, yeah, I still remember it fondly.
With respect, and just, I know you don't want to talk too much about The X Factor because you just want to move on, but you did break the mould because you were the first person to actually play your own compositions. When a lot of musicians apply for The X Factor, you kind of get their impression that they feel this is their big break. There's a certain level of confidence that you go to Simon Cowell and say, yeah, it's fine, I could do your covers, but I've written my own stuff. Is that fair to say? Were you that confident that you were an accomplished singer-songwriter?
Well, I've been playing shows since I was 12, so I was 19 or 20 when I auditioned, so I've been playing the circuit. I was doing, like, 5 gigs a week, and I knew what I wanted to do. I would never, ever have gone on a TV talent show to sing somebody else's song. Mm. Like, my thing was always, I'm going to get my message out there. And I feel like I did that. And it's, I don't know. People have played their own songs since, so I guess it did open a door.
It certainly did. But you are what I call a proper singer-songwriter. And I've got to ask you, things like Lucky Stars, which is way above my favourite song of yours, because it's so quirky, and it's lines like the world's worst astronaut. At what point were you sitting there gazing out the window with your pen in your mouth going, that's a good line? How'd you...
Somebody pointed out that I rhymed. On this new album, it's got a song called Run that goes, I want to feel invincible, one more mile out of principle. And there's a YouTube comment with loads of likes that just says, props for rhyming invincible. It's just something that I do.
So you come up with a concept or you get a riff, or how does songwriting work for you?
Most of the time it's the lyric, one lyric will come up first. Like, in terms of Lucky Stars, it was, I thank my lucky stars. That actually came from my sister's Facebook status. She wrote something about her boyfriend saying, I thank my lucky stars for you every day. And I thought, So it comes from anywhere, really.
Fantastic. Now, okay, I've asked this question of singer-songwriters before. You can stand up on a stage with a guitar and away you go. At what point do you get a band behind you and listen to what they have to say, or are you very much the person in charge?
Oh no, my band are far more like technically able than I am. I can't read music or anything like that, so my keys player, who tours with me almost everywhere across the planet basically, he puts together the arrangements, and I love seeing his brain work and putting everything together. The band that I have, I've toured with them for a really long time, and they're incredible.
Excellent. All right, so you've got this album out tomorrow. Are you one of these people who is, right, that's it, that's done, stick it behind you? Are you busy straight away on the next one, or how will it work for you? Now it's out and done, you've got a bit of PR and press stuff to do. Will you put your feet up for a little while?
I've never really been able to put my feet up. So I mean, it's different now. Like, lockdown obviously forced me into not touring, and I tour like 8 or 9 months of the year normally. So I've had my feet up for a long time, so fingers crossed we can get back out on the road. But for me, the safety of everybody is the definite priority, rather than, you know, getting back out there.
Right, so getting out on tour eventually would be a nice thing. So towards the end of the summer, we might see you sitting in the corner of the park with some people around you. No, it's not a concert, no.
You know what? I mean, I will only host my shows when people, when it is 100% certain that people will be safe attending them. And that doesn't mean when the government say we can. There's been a lot of misdirection and stuff, so we are going to just keep our wits about us and make sure we keep everyone safe, and fingers crossed we can be back playing shows very soon.
Fantastic. Well, we look forward to that. And what about the next album? Are you working on that already? Have you got ideas, or is it just going to be like this last one? It just happens.
I hope it just happens. Oh my God, that would be such a lucky strike. But I don't know. I think I've written a couple of songs, but I won't be writing a like lockdown album, because I think we're going to be inundated with lockdown albums. So I don't know is the honest answer. I generally release an album every couple of years, but who knows if this one will turn out quicker.
Sure. Finally, just going to ask you as well, you know, as I say, traditionally there's been radio and television, but you really are a Spotify star, a YouTube star as well, aren't you? Do you find social media a good thing or a bad? Because Animal and things like that is all based around experiences on social media, isn't it?
Social media is great. There's far more of a blessing by social media, but there are obviously massive negative sides to it. I think I'm really lucky in the way that I've got a great connection with people on social media, and the music's listened to, and the videos are watched. But it's been such a positive thing during the pandemic. Otherwise, you know, musicians wouldn't have had a lot of ways to stay in contact with fans.
Yeah, indeed. Well, Lucy, it's been great to talk to you. As I say, I can't believe it's 10 years, and I'm sure you can't either when you look back.
If it makes you feel old, it makes me feel older.
Well, listen, thanks for being on our radar for 10 years. We're looking forward to the album being out tomorrow and all the stuff still to come. Hopefully we'll get to see you in concert. Hopefully you'll be back in Cambridge soon, because I think that was on the tour that got cancelled in 2020. So hopefully we'll see you back here soon. And just thanks for talking to us today.
Thank you so much for having me, and thank you to anybody who's streamed or downloaded or even written a comment. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Lucy. Take care.
Cheers, man. Thank you.